This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukraine's president has denied that Russian forces have captured the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports.
The claim by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has cast doubt on Moscow's insistence that the Ukrainian city had fallen. On Russian state TV, the anchor announced that President Vladimir Putin had congratulated the Wagner private army in helping to liberate Artyomovsk, which is Bakhmut's Soviet-era name. However, Ukrainian military officials also said their soldiers were still engaging Russian forces in fierce battles in and around Bakhmut. The 8-month battle for Bakhmut has been the longest and probably most bloody of the conflict in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. President Joe Biden responded to a reporter's question Sunday about whether offensive weaponry the U.S. is sending to Ukraine would escalate the war.
I have a flat assurance from Zelensky that they will not use it to go on and move into Russian geographic territory.
Mr. Biden told G7 leaders this weekend that he now supports joint allied training programs for Ukrainian pilots on F-16 fighter jets. He also added the G7 would remain united in its support for Ukraine while telling reporters, quote, Putin will not break our resolve as he thought he would, end quote. He's referring to Russian President Vladimir Putin. If you'd like more on what's happening in Ukraine, Sudan, with the debt ceiling, or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. Just search for VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and House Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy will meet to discuss the debt limit on Monday after a productive phone call as the president headed back to Washington, the top House Republican leader said on Sunday. President Biden on Sunday called Republicans' latest offers in the debt ceiling negotiations unacceptable. At a news conference in Hiroshima, Japan, he told reporters he'd speak with Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy about how to cut spending together to reach a deal. He said that he's done his part to put forward a proposal that cuts spending by more than $1 trillion on top of the nearly $3 trillion in deficit reduction that he had previously proposed. Mr. Biden also said he believed he had the authority to invoke the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to raise the debt ceiling without Congress, but said there was little time to test that legal theory. Also on Sunday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said June 1st remains a hard deadline for raising the federal debt limit, with the odds quite low that the government will collect enough revenues to bridge to June 15th when more tax receipts are due. Yellen said there would be hard choices to make about payments to Americans if Congress failed to raise the $31 trillion debt ceiling before Treasury ran out of cash. She made her comments on NBC's Meet the Press program. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni pledged support for the recovery of flood-hit areas of northern Italy on Sunday after returning early from the G7 summit in Japan to see the damage firsthand. Speaking in Ravenna, she said that we've all seen that we can always make a strong recovery in the face of tragedy. She said she's seen many young people who were there trying to help, people coming from outside the affected area, and those who want to be key players and participate in a moment like this. Pope Francis on Sunday called for warring factions in Sudan to set aside their weapons, expressing sadness at the violence that has continued for more than a month in the African nation. He told pilgrims in St. Peter's Square. He said it is sad that 1 month after the outbreak of violence in Sudan, the situation continues to be serious. He says he renews his heartfelt call for weapons to be set aside, and he wants the international community to spare no effort so that dialogue prevails. The fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, or RSF, has led to a collapse of order. The rival groups in Sudan signed an agreement late on Saturday for a 7-day ceasefire that is due to take effect starting Monday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA.